Democratic Dutchess County legislators want to expand certain protections to probation officers. This comes after a probation officer suffered a near-fatal dog attack in 2018 while checking on a probationer. On June 30, 2018, Officer Michelle File, a 29-year veteran of the probation department, said she was conducting an employment check on a probationer who was being electronically monitored in the town of Milan. As she stepped out of her car, she was knocked down by two trained attack dogs, Great Danes, which ripped into her arms, legs, shoulder, and abdomen. She nearly bled to death.
The 207C is not going to benefit me at this time in my career. I have 6 months left to go until I reach my 30 years of service. But my fight now is for my coworkers. And, you know, we're the only peace officers in Dutchess County that don't have this protection, this benefit for, you know, and it's way overdue for probation officers. And, you know, we're just trying to get protection for, you know, probation officers in Dutchess County.
10 Dutchess County legislators proposed a bill Wednesday to provide probation officers with protections currently provided to other peace officers in the county, full pay, benefits, and medical and hospitalization coverage while recovering from injuries sustained on the job. Legislator Rebecca Edwards leads the Democratic caucus.
Nassau County has done this since, I think, 1999. And it requires a home rule. So it took us several months to figure this out, that what we need to do is submit this bill, which is basically a home rule request, and then have the state authorize that, and then we would have to vote again, yes, we do want to exercise that option.
Section 207C of state municipal law provides officers injured in the line of duty with payment of their full salary during their absence from work and covers the cost of medical treatment. In a statement, Republican Dutchess County Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver said he has met with File as well as union members about the situation in 207C over the past several months. He says, quote, the governor, in Veto Memo 185 of 2018, stated it is illegal and improper to legislate this benefit as it is a benefit reserved for contract negotiations pursuant to Civil Service Law Article 14. Both the executive office and myself informed the minority leadership of the legal preclusion issue several times over the past months, and that legislation could not create this benefit, end quote. Again, File.
Well, it's kind of disturbing, actually, because, you know, I'll sit there in the meetings and they'll look at me and say, you know, your case obviously is a perfect example of somebody that deserves 207C, you know, and then they'll say, but, you know, the butt comes in, you know, it's costly, you know, and it's abused. And, you know, and I look at them and say, but, you know, somebody's going to die out there or somebody's going to get injured. And, you know, it's going to be devastating to their families or them. And, you know, we need to be protected just like police officers are protected or just like corrections officers are protected, because we deal with criminals every single day that we go to work. So, you know, it's a fight that we're not going to give up. We're going to continue to fight every day until hopefully we can get it passed.
File suffered a brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, and continues to receive medical treatment. Legislator Edwards says expense seems to be the concern among those who do not support such a change.
It may be fairly infrequent that a probation officer would need to have line of duty pay, but we have this kind of dramatic example of why, you know, they, as a matter of peace of mind, they need it, even if perhaps less often than regular police officers, it's going to be an issue. But she nearly died.
Before the attack, Officer File had planned to retire with her full 30-year pension. After her benefit time and workers' compensation ran out, however, her time towards retirement no longer accumulated, and she remained 6 months short of eligibility for full retirement. File was given the choice of returning to work full-time, despite continued physical and emotional pain, or having to retire with a reduced pension. She now works a desk job at a satellite office of the County Sheriff's Department. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.